Egyptian troops have killed 16 militants in the rest of Sinai Peninsula. The offensive was launched against militant hideouts in three villages near Rafah on the Egypt-Gaza borderline. Officials also reported that four militant commanders were arrested during the operation. The militants have claimed most of the major attacks in Sinai since last year. They also recently beheaded several people they accused of spying for Israel. Egypt has been hit by a wave of anti-government demonstrations on the 41st anniversary of the 1973 war with Israel. The demonstrations were called by the Anti-Coup Alliance to denounce the government's continuing crackdown on its opponents. Mohammed Shalabi reports from Cairo.
Anti-government protests denouncing the Egyptian military-backed government's continued crackdown against its opponents took place in the capital Cairo and other provinces on Monday.
These people are expressing their grievances and their rejection to the oppressive policies of the government, which is getting the country into a dark tunnel.
The protests were called by the Muslim Brotherhood-led Anti-Coup Alliance on the occasion of the war with Israel some four decades ago. The Muslim Brotherhood had issued a statement saying it respected the 6th of October army, but has no respect for the leaders of what it called the Camp David regime. The statement also warned of the dangerous consequences of the army's ongoing dominant political and economic role in Egypt. The military council fully backed incumbent President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who acted as defense minister when his predecessor Mohamed Morsi was ousted from power last year to run for and grab the top post in the country. Politically non-affiliated citizens blaming the government for the fast deterioration of living conditions in just about every domain in the country also expressed their desire for change.
People think protesters are just a brotherhood, but the fact is many cannot feed themselves no more. We are living in an era which is worse than the days of ousted dictator Mubarak.
In anticipation of protests, security forces shut down key squares in the capital, including Tahrir Square, but they did allow government supporters celebrating the occasion into the iconic square. Security forces clamped down on the anti-government protests with tear gas and birdshots and arrested dozens of protesters. Last year's 6th of October demonstrations saw more than 50 protesters killed by army and police, mainly in the capital, Cairo. Anti-government protests proceed in Egypt, with observers saying the situation will not improve anytime soon. Mohammed Shalabi, Press TV, Cairo.